Let's talk about perception management, because at least half of politics is perception management. It's about politicians of both major parties convincing you that everything is awesome, regardless of what's happening. And my purpose of this podcast today is to help you see signs that they're trying to manage your perceptions so that you could actually have clarity of thought and you can decide for yourself whether your life is better or needs improvement or what have you. But there's also an interesting factor in all of this is that perception creates reality too. So this can become even a little bit esoteric or philosophical or spiritual. Perception creates reality, and that's absolutely true in the stock market, for example. The stock market is a system that is rationally, technically, it is a bankrupt, fraudulent Ponzi scheme. You know, the current valuations, the current stock prices, there's no way they can be justified rationally, but that's not what drives the stock market. What drives the market is faith. Faith in the market or belief that stocks will go higher. So as long as the majority of investors or the majority of money believes that stocks are going to go higher, then they will push the stock market higher and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So perception creates reality. And that's true energetically, it's true spiritually. So perception management is actually, it's a way for the controllers to reshape the rules of the construct of the matrix in which we all live. And sometimes they are successful with their reality construct shaping, and sometimes they're not. And it's up to you to decide when they're full of it and when we need to take actions to protect ourselves from their propaganda. Now, if you hear huffing and puffing in the background, that's my dog, Rhodey. Just took him for a run, and he got hot, and he's still recovering. But I've recovered, so and he'll be okay. So we go out running every day, by the way. Just keep that exercise going. I run with a weighted vest, so I do what's called rucking or ruck running. I run at a slower pace with a weighted vest in order to boost bone density and tendon strength, etc. And he always goes with me, and he'll run faster than I do, and that wears him out. So that's what's happening. We're in recovery right now, oxygen recovery and temperature recovery. All right, but back to perception management. So in every administration, well, I mean, let's take the Biden administration, which of course was a fake presidency, and everything about it was fake. They even built a fake Oval Office to broadcast from, and they tried to convince everybody that it was real when they had fake images in the windows behind Joe Biden. It was so hilarious, but people bought it because, again, most people buy the theater. And that's just a general rule of thumb that is almost always true. Most people buy the fakery. Whatever is projected onto their consciousness, they accept it as real. They accept it as real. And it turns out that's a natural human neurological phenomenon. And the way that you know that's true is because when you are dreaming, you accept the dream as real also. You rarely question your dreams. And if you do question your dreams inside the dream, that's known as lucid dreaming. And that's something that I've studied in the past, and I have had many lucid dreaming experiences where I awaken in the dream and realize that this entire construct is a creation of my subconscious mind. So this is a dream, and therefore there are no limits and no rules, etc. And if you know anything about lucid dreaming, that's when you can decide, you know, to fly or walk through walls or whatever you want to do, because you're no longer bound by the artificial construct. Now, in our waking world, there's also such a thing known as lucid living, which is realizing that our construct is also very much artificial. But almost nobody gets to that point. And in religious or spiritual circles, that would be called transcendence, by the way. But you can have glimpses of it, you can have moments of it, or you can cognitively realize that this reality, this 3D space, is also not actually real. It's part of a construct, it's part of a simulation. And we project our consciousness onto this space in order to sort of project the reality that reflects our beliefs. And coming back to the the topic here today. That's why perception management or reality management is so powerful for politicians. So going back to Joe Biden, he would put out fake economic numbers. Oh, we created so many jobs. Oh, inflation's only this much. Or the budget deficit is only this much, whatever. All of it lies, of course. But then fast forward to the Trump administration. And obviously, the Trump administration is carrying out the same process. It's perception management. So you are told things like, hey, inflation is really low. And it's not. You know, you're told that gas is $1.98 a gallon. And it's not. You know, you're told things that aren't real, but it's all about managing your perception to get you to think that they're real. And I'm not here to attack Trump or even to attack Joe Biden in this case, just to point out that this is universal. So no matter who is in power in the White House or who is in power in Congress, they always want to tell you, those in power, they want to tell you everything's awesome. And then for those who are not in power, they want to tell you everything's horrible and you need to put us into power so that everything can be awesome. Okay, that's you'll notice that across every election, every political party, you name it, right? Again, those in power say everything's great. Those who are not in power say everything's horrible. And we need to change who's in power. All right? So Trump, in particular, he's a showman. I'm not taking away from his other capacities. He is a tough negotiator. You know, he's a master of real estate negotiations, but he's also a master of perception management. He's a master of showmanship, let's say. He knows how to present things and make it look really good and look really interesting, which is showbiz. You know, it's showbiz. It's not actually an attack on his moral character. It's just saying that he's in show business and Trump treats the presidency like show business. I mean, that's just his approach to everything. And he wants to have the razzmatazz, you know, he wants the dazzle. And he wants to announce things and claim that they're really amazing, whether they are or not. And a really good example of this recently was this Trump pulling back the tariffs on China as China agreed to drop its punitive reciprocal tariffs on the United States. And remember, it was Trump that launched this whole tariff thing on April 2nd. He called it Liberation Day. So he launched the tariffs. And then everybody started getting economically punished. And then now, roughly about 6 weeks later, Trump ends the tariffs. But China only dropped the tariffs on U.S. goods to 10%, whereas before April 2nd, those tariffs were on average only 3%. So China's tariffs on U.S. goods are now triple what they were in March. And yet we're told this is a huge victory. So that's perception management. And think about it. During the month of April, when the big tariffs were in place and the tariff rate on Chinese goods was 145%, and through the beginning of May also, what were we told? We were told, hey, tariffs are great because it's going to raise money to pay down the national debt. Remember that? And yeah, they raised like $16 billion or something in April, which doesn't even make a dent in the national debt. It's like pennies. It's nothing in terms of the national debt, which is, you know, approaching $40 trillion, right? So it's nothing. But we were told, again, perception management, we were told that tariffs were great in April. And then when Trump and China agree to drop those tariffs, we're told, oh, wait a second, now that's great. The lack of tariffs is great. So in April, tariffs were great. And then in May, the lack of tariffs is great. And they can't both be true, right? Rationally, they can't both be true. One has to be better than the other if we're going to keep our goals consistent. So in truth, in April, it was perception management to say, hey, we're paying down the national debt. And that was designed to help prepare Americans for the coming empty shelves or the supply chain chaos. And I never said that all the shelves would be empty. In fact, I specifically said that shelves would be made to look more full and that it wouldn't kick in until really late May and throughout the month of June, which has not happened yet. So we are going to see, because of this gap in the supply chain, like an air bubble in the pipeline, we are going to see some short-lived supply chain chaos. That is inevitable. We can't stop it because the ships did not sail. You know, the products did not get made. They didn't get loaded on ships. They didn't get unloaded at the ports, etc. So that's actually already going to happen. There's no way to avert that. But with Trump and China then bringing this trade deal back down, basically Trump capitulating and reversing his initiation of the tariffs, then the supply chain will recover pretty quickly, and we may only have 6 weeks of, or maybe 2 months of supply chain chaos for China-made items only. And that's something that we can recover from. You know, that's not an existential crisis. We can deal with that. But understand that the victory here, the real victory, was Trump reversing his tariffs. And so, as I said in a tweet, I said, hey, you know, if you hit yourself on the head with a hammer repeatedly, and then you one day you stop hitting yourself on the head and you call that a victory, yeah, I'm not sure I'm buying that. I don't think that's a victory. But perception management is used to convince you that this is a brilliant victory by Trump. And I'm noticing that a lot of Trump advocates and even independent media have totally fallen for this. They've said this is a huge Trump victory and that China surrendered. And yet they can't name a single thing that China surrendered on. What did China give us? Actually, China raised its tariffs on the U.S. 300%+ compared to March. So that's not a surrender by China. That's actually a capitulation by Trump. Trump made a mistake with the tariffs. That mistake was causing massive economic chaos in the pipeline. U.S. retailers were flipping out, contacting the White House and saying, you can't do this. It's going to bankrupt us. You know, Amazon, Walmart, Best Buy, Home Depot, you name it, right? And Trump decided, well, I'm going to have to reverse this. Otherwise, the economic damage will just destroy the credibility of the GOP. So Trump reversed it. And then the independent Trump supporting press says, that's a victory. It's not a victory. It's not a victory. It's a reversal of a mistake is what it is. So it's a lesson learned. That's the more accurate way to describe it. It's a lesson that has been learned. But again, perception management is used to tell you that this is a great victory. And, you know, a lot of people fall for it because they're not really thinking critically about what's happening. Are China's tariffs on U.S. goods higher today than they were in March, or are they lower today? Well, they're over 300% higher is the answer. So there you go. So U.S. farmers are going to pay much higher tariffs to export soybeans and corn to China. But again, it's all perception management. So I jokingly said that if Trump shut down the U.S. power grid for 30 days, and then after 30 days, if he turned it back on, he would be declared to be a genius with a huge victory against the power grid. You know, 4D chess. Wow, he got the power back on. It's amazing. But he's the one that shut it down. So, you know, that is that a victory? No, that's reversing a mistake is what that is. And sometimes, you know, when you're the president, you rely on people in your cabinet. I think in this case, it was Peter Navarro. And Peter Navarro doesn't understand economics very well. And he thought, we could just put tariffs on the whole world and they will all bow down to us. And they'll all do what we say because, you know, in his mind, he's still living in 1985 or something, or maybe 1984. And he thought that the U.S. is the dominant economic force with the dominant currency and the dominant military, because that's what people of his age mostly believe. You know, that's the world in which they lived. And there, a lot of people lose neuroplasticity when they get up there, you know, in the years, because they're not really thinking critically. They're not exercising their brains that much. And so they're still living in the past. And what Trump found out is that America actually can't run around the world and just bark orders to everybody and expect them to instantly comply. Doesn't work that way. Just found out. So China and Russia have told Trump to go pound sand. Iran also has told Trump the same thing. Yemen told America the same thing. And Trump even had to back off bombing Yemen. Why? Because the U.S. military was losing so many fighter jets and so many drones. The U.S. military spent over $1 billion trying to bomb Yemen into compliance, and it still didn't work. The U.S. is just losing too much hardware, and they just about got their aircraft carrier, the Harry Truman, you know, shot full of holes. So that situation, you know, Trump had to back off of that. But again, we're told through perception management that the Houthis capitulated, that they couldn't handle it anymore, and they begged us for a deal. That wasn't the case at all. So you're going to see this ongoing through the Trump administration, and you saw it during the Biden administration. And, you know, Obama was the master of perception management because he was a master speaker and a psychological manipulator. His speeches were written by people who were experts in neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. So he would use hypnosis patterns in his speech, and almost all of his words were loaded with presuppositions and all kinds of techniques out of hypnotic patterns. And that's Obama. And Bill Clinton was also very good at that, although you know, George Bush Jr. was an idiot and wasn't even smart enough to speak anywhere close to the level of influence that Bill Clinton and Barack Obama demonstrated routinely. So, and Trump's not a master speaker either. He just kind of spontaneously says whatever comes to mind at the moment, often. But I do believe that Trump loves America. I do think that Trump wants to help America. I don't agree with all of his tactics. And I do say, like I'm saying here in this podcast, that Trump is going to tell you, you know, he's going to put lipstick on a pig and he's going to tell you it's beautiful, okay? No matter what. So just be ready for that. It's a little bit funny. No matter what, it's going to be big and beautiful, the most amazing, most beautiful, whatever. Even though it could be a horrible deal, but that's just the way it's going to roll. So just be ready for that pattern. You're going to see it a lot. And, you know, it doesn't mean that he's the Antichrist or anything. It just means that he's a showman. And he is very much, he's got a narcissistic kind of pattern. You know, he wants credit for the things that he believes he is achieving. And, you know, given how much the media and the Democrats lied about him and attacked him, you know, he deserves apologies from the entire mainstream media. He deserves a lot of apologies, and I'm glad he won the election. It's just he's gonna hype up a lot of stuff, and you need to be able to tell the difference between what's real and what's not. So just be on alert and think for yourself. So thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Take care.
All right, we've got some really exciting new products at healthrangerstore.com, and I've got some on my desk I want to share with you. We have a new creamy tomato instant soup that's all certified organic, all laboratory tested, with incredibly clean, pristine ingredients. It's amazingly delicious, and I'd like to even show you, if you go to healthrangerstore.com and you click on the organic creamy tomato instant soup, if you scroll down to the ingredients, like look at this list. Organic heavy cream powder, okay? Real cream, not just artificial substitute garbage. Organic tomato powder, cheddar cheese powder, also organic, and butter powder, a little bit of guar gum for thickener, coconut sugar, slight amount of pink Himalayan salt, again, onion powder, garlic powder, black pepper number 60 mesh, that's just the size of the black pepper, and that's it. No artificial colors, no MSG, no yeast extract, everything's organic. Except the salt, which of course is an inorganic crystalline structure, but everything's organic that can be organic. It's incredibly delicious. It's got a very long shelf life. We have it in number 10 cans and we have it in these pouches. It's available now at healthrangerstore.com. And we're producing more ready-to-go food formulas. So not just the macaroni and cheese that we have that's been very popular, even hard for us to keep in stock, but also, you know, this tomato soup mix and much more coming. And that's cool. Can you show that side shot again? This is actually over here. These are pine needles under the microscope because I was just filming a microscope segment. Can you see that? And I'm zooming around the microscope. Look, check this out. We can even zoom in on these pine needles. I've got like this remote control microscope here. I have a whole nother segment on that if you want to see our new microscope and what we're doing with that. But we're using the best technology to look at food and to be able to, you know, find contaminants, not just visually with microscopy, but also, of course, with our ISO-accredited mass spec laboratory. So we do the heavy metals testing. We do the glyphosate testing. We do aflatoxin testing. We do E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold testing, and much more, in order to make sure that you are getting the cleanest food available anywhere on this planet. Our contaminated world is not a safe place to eat. It's like a minefield, and we help you navigate that minefield with laboratory-tested, ultra-clean, and certified organic foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements. Let me tell you about another one. We have green tea tincture here as well, and it's a non-alcohol formula. So it's certified organic. Here it is, green tea tincture, naturally high in L-theanine, which is one of the, you know, miraculous molecules of green tea. And here you can read about it here. And it's a glycerin tincture as well. And green tea, of course, has EGCG and various catechins that have all kinds of amazing benefits for health. And I blend in a little bit of green tea into my smoothie as well. So, you know, on top of turmeric and on top of whey protein and some of the other things that I use, because I'm powered by superfoods every single day. And then on top of that, we have this ultra delicious, we've got these new mango slices here. These are chewy, certified organic, laboratory tested mango slices. It's called soft dried, and it's just right for a snack. And I'm drooling a little bit because these are better than candy. They're like, if you're craving candy bars or something, try some of these. It's the best snack that you could think of. These organic mango slices, just ready to go. You could toss them in a purse or a backpack. Excuse me, you can take them on an airplane. You can take them to work, whatever. And we've got apple slices as well, the same kind of format right here. Now, you know, these aren't inexpensive, but they're ready to go, and you don't have to go out to a store and slice them up and figure out how to seal them up and so on. These are just ready to go. So it's convenient, but healthy food. It's fast food, but incredibly healthy, organic, lab-tested, you know, super fruits, basically, at least the mango. So check all of that out at healthrangerstore.com. Enjoy these products. They have amazing taste. They are loaded with amazing nutrients, and they're subjected to all of our protocols of laboratory testing and, you know, analysis and contaminant testing for all kinds of different things that we do. Plus, they're certified organic. You're going to get the cleanest foods and supplements at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us here at brightown.com and naturalnews.com and healthrangerstore.com. And it's because of your purchases, by the way, that we can even afford to purchase things like this amazing microscope here that I'll be bringing you a whole slew of videos with microscopy that will just blow your mind. We're going to be looking at a lot of things. So a big public education effort here, and a food safety education effort that's tied to the ability to be able to visualize at high magnification all kinds of foods and products off the shelf. So all that's coming, and thank you for your support. Again, green tea tincture, the organic tomato soup, we've got the mango slices, the apple slices, and so much more. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. You will love every bite. And remember, our motto is healing the world with clean foods. We want you to maximize your potential, to maximize your health and your longevity. And we believe that producing ultra-clean, verified, and incredibly delicious real food with no garbage, no fillers, no artificial colors, no MSG, none of that garbage, we believe that this is the way that we can help you pursue your purpose in life and stay healthy in the process. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.